This goes to Dr. Michael Stack, STACK, fax 989-875-5023, regarding Brian Shauver. It's Shauver. Date of birth 7/8/1969. Dear Dr. Stack, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Shauver with stage 3A chronic kidney disease from milk alkali syndrome and extremely high calcium levels back in 2023, hypertension, and chronic anemia. His last visit was July 1st of 2025. He's feeling well. His weight is stable. He states that his blood sugar is very well controlled on his current dose of Actos 45 milligrams daily. And he just has occasional edema of the lower extremity, which is, of course, a known side effect of the Actos. But it's very well, it's controlling his sugars really well, and he's quite happy with that medication. He's had no hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. No headaches or dizziness, no chest pain, palpitations, dyspnea, or cough. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No diarrhea, blood, or melena, and stable intermittent edema of the lower extremities and hands at times. Medications, I want to highlight Norvasc, 5 mg daily, Atenolol, 100 mg daily. He also takes Zetia, fenofibrate, the pioglitazone or Actos, and a fish oil daily. Physical exam, weight 222 pounds, pulse is 64, blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 136 over 80. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension, lungs are clear, heart is regular, abdomen obese without ascites, and he has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 9th, 2026, and creatinine is improved 1.49 with estimated GFR of 55. Calcium is 9.1, albumin 4.3, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 3.5, hemoglobin is 12.8, which actually is improved up from 12.0, normal white count, and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with steady gradual improvement this year and since 2025. He will continue to have monthly lab studies done. Two, history of milk alkali syndrome with previously elevated calcium levels, currently normal calcium. Three, hypertension, currently at goal, and four, chronic mild anemia. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.